sometimes you would put it in a bucket and put it down in the spring, and that water would be cold and it would keep it.
Are you familiar with the potato bank or potato hill?
Yes.
What were they?
They were where you protect your potatoes from cold weather, keep them from getting frostbitten, and you were able to keep them until springtime to rebed them and get plants and sit them out. Now, my father always made what you call a potato bank. It looked very, to me, I don't see how they, kept too much of cold out. I don't guess we had as cold weather as we have now. But they would get corn stalks. And they'd put them up kind of like the way an Indian sticks down. Those little Indian tents.
Mm-hmm.
They put those stalks together. And then he would put pine straw in there. And then they banked it up on it all over the top of it and fixed it. And then we called it a potato hill, And we'd go out and put your hand in there. If you wasn't afraid of anything, I'd be afraid not to put my hand in when I'm afraid the snake had done crawled it. But nothing ever happened in that time, I mean, I never know nobody to stick their hand in a potato bank and pull out a little. But I would be afraid to do it.
Sure would too. Gosh. What did you call that area in front of your barn where you might let the chickens run and that type of thing? That whole area.
Well, my mother had a chicken yard, and then she had a place where she didn't hardly let her turkeys and chickens run together.
They wouldn't be like all out in the barnyard?
Yeah, they would be in that mostly. The turkeys were separated from the chickens, and they was out in front of the barn. Had to have a real high fence for them else they would get out. And any time we wanted to find chickens or find an egg nest with eggs in it, we'd look around in the barnyard and around the barn, and sometimes we'd find a nest full of eggs. What a hen steal away, And then we didn't find it before she got ready to, sit on those eggs and hatch. Well, she'd come out with a drove of eggs.
That you weren't expecting.
That we weren't expecting.
Did that ever happen?
Just many times.
Oh, goodness. We'll play some back before I go if you want. Okay. Did you ever have to chop cotton?
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that. You did? I never even seen cotton.
Well, I tell you what, when they plant the cotton, that's one thing I always thought when my daddy was farming, that they were wasting a lot of money. Because I guess that's the way they had to do it, though, to really get a stand. when the cotton come up, it would be real thick. And of course, we go there and chop it and thin it out. Didn't it wouldn't make anything. You thin it out, and I was one that always.
Good evening, hi everybody.
What's that for a minute? We were talking about chopping cotton.
Chopping cotton, that's right. Yes, this is a funny object.
You were telling me it got so thick, and
every time I tell this, I get real, real.